you everyone for joining us for this concise and informative discussion by Dr. Michael Wald. Dr. Wald, you have many degrees and certifications in the areas of nutrition and health, including two board certifications in nutrition. You are a doctor of chiropractic with a master's in nutrition, and you are a certified nutritional specialist. You have published successful books on natural health, and right now we will be discussing gluten and allergies. Okay. Julie would like to know if gluten allergy could be causing her digestive problems. She suffers from bloating, constipation, and gas. Julie says, I've been to two different gastroenterologists, but they say that I do not have celiac disease and to eat more fiber, drink water, and that's it. None of these recommendations have helped. Could I have a gluten problem or maybe other allergies?
Yeah, Julie, this is a really important question that you brought up. First of all, you mentioned that your gastroenterologists have said that you do not have celiac disease. So let me first give a brief definition of celiac disease. So celiac disease is a condition that is genetic and you're born with it. And it basically is an intolerance, a permanent intolerance to gluten. So that means for your entire life, you must eliminate gluten. And if you don't, you can suffer from a number of very serious health problems that range from a chronic skin condition called dermatitis herpetiformis, or gluten might target itself towards your thyroid gland, causing hypothyroidism, or the gluten might target your intestinal tract, which is, of course, the characteristic place that celiac disease affects, because 50% of individuals that have celiac disease, which is a permanent gluten genetic intolerance, will have gastrointestinal symptoms, either extreme diarrhea usually, and or sometimes people on the opposite end of the spectrum with some constipation, but it's usually diarrhea. But we do know for a fact, Sonny, that when a person has an intolerance to gluten, and note that I just said intolerance, we can talk about what that means for a second, or celiac disease, okay, when you eat that, your immune system doesn't like it, so it goes to destroy it, except the antibodies that are going for the gluten, and gluten is made, it looks a certain way, so let's say this is gluten, but there are similar proteins and tissues in the thyroid gland, in the gut, and on the skin. So when you eat the gluten, it cross-reacts and can cause inflammatory degenerative changes in these organs that I just let you know about, or even the pancreas as a cause or trigger of even diabetes. So having said that, Julie's question was, could you still have a gluten problem?
Yeah.
Well, clearly, Julie, assuming that your labs are accurate and your gastroenterologists know what they're doing, you may not have celiac, but you still could have a gluten intolerance, which means your body still reacts poorly to gluten, and maybe along the lines of the same sorts of effects I just mentioned for celiac disease. Sometimes they're less, sometimes they're different, but the difference in just a gluten intolerance is there isn't that genetic autoimmune component. It's an intolerance, which again can feel just as bad. Mm. It just means though that you might have to eliminate gluten for a period of time, and then someone like myself would then go in and fix the nutritional aspects of your body, including how you digest and tolerate gluten. And then you should be able to add it back into your diet. So that's the key difference between celiac disease and a gluten intolerance, which is a non-celiac gluten intolerance. There's even a diagnosis for it. Mm-hmm. But, and there are many other areas of the body that gluten can react against. I'll just mention one important one. Gluten can react against the nervous system, causing degeneration of the nervous system, literally atrophy of the brain. Wow. And plaques, which are not only characteristic, Sonny, of MS, but other conditions too. So, yes, Julie, you can definitely have a gluten intolerance. You might even have a gluten allergy, which is, again, a little bit different. The allergy means that there is an immune component where the body's producing antibodies. And it's just, although it's usually temporary, if you identify, yes, this gluten is a problem, you eliminate it, you repair the body in the ways that you need to repair it, then you introduce some gluten back, a small amount to test the waters, and then you build up the resiliency. So you go a step further. I have so many patients, Sonny, where they determine that they have either celiac disease or gluten intolerance or gluten allergy, and they remove the gluten, and eventually they feel pretty good, except they don't realize there are lots of other problems that could have resulted that can pop their heads up. So for example, with celiac disease and gluten intolerance, there is malabsorption that characterizes the condition. So let's say you malabsorb, a vitamin D. So that might actually cause low thyroid function. Or it could cause bone density issues and look like osteopenia or osteoporosis. So that's kind of important, because if your gluten is causing malabsorption of, let's say, calcium, vitamin D, or proteins, you can end up with conditions that vary from mental issues, because if you malabsorb proteins, you can't make the you can't break it down into amino acids, which make neurotransmitters, which help your thinking and your mood. So and if you don't have those nutrients for the bones, you have osteoporosis. Now, if you take all the calcium that you want, but if you don't fix and remove the sensitizing food and then repair the gut, then you're doing just part of the job. Right. And Sunny, gastroenterologists, they are very good at identifying if there's a gluten problem, and they'll tell patients that they should eliminate the gluten, but they don't seem to check for the effects that the malabsorption problem could have caused over the last 10, 20, 30 years. It could be from the day you were born. And I should also mention too that gluten intolerances of different types and even celiac disease can show up in your life later in life. You may not even know about it. And lots of people, by the way, have delayed diagnoses of gluten sensitivities and celiac disease that could be as long as a few decades. Wow. The same with autoimmune diseases of different types, where the symptoms are so all over the place and the testing is so non-sensitive that by the time the labs agree with symptoms, it's 10, 20, 30 years later. So wow. How I get by that is the blood detective approach basically is an approach where we take the labs and we interpret them nutritionally. Like for example, your doctor may say that your cholesterol level is elevated. They may say, you know, exercise and, you know, reduce your saturated fat. And that's all very reasonable. Yeah.
Okay.
But the point though is that you may have other nutritional problems that are reflected in that high cholesterol. So for example, high cholesterol can also mean you need more niacin. And we know in medicine that niacin lowers cholesterol. It may also mean that you need or could benefit from, let's say, red rice yeast, for example. So those two things and many others could be indicated for a high cholesterol. And if you have, let's say, an elevated BUN on your blood, that's called blood urea nitrogen, that could be mean that you're, dehydrated, or it might mean that you have an overproduction of nitrogen products, blood urea nitrogen in your intestinal tract, which is a toxic reaction. And so each of these things have nutritional significance, which are just not appreciated by physicians and practitioners who don't have nutrition training.
Mm-hmm.
Then the last thing to Julie regarding allergens is that we compare your laboratory results against healthier subsets of people. So I compare my labs to 25-year-old lab ranges. I know I'm not 25, I'm 55, but my point is that I don't want to compare my labs to the normals of a 55-year-old. If you want better health, you need to have a better comparison.
Exactly.
Now, when you do this nutritional interpretation, it opens up a whole different picture of your laboratory. All these nutritional secrets pop up and a whole different story about how your conditions may have arisen just by doing a blood detective nutritional analysis and looking at the regular labs, putting them together, coming up with a plan of action to manage this gluten issue.
Got it. Thank you, Dr. Wolt. This was great information.
Yeah, thank you.